you know, we'd keep one or two pigs or hogs and then kill them, but we wouldn't have to call them because they were in a little pen. They weren't going nowhere, you know?
Okay. Would you never call a chicken?
No.
If you want to get a horse ready to go somewhere, you say, I have to.
Saddle the horse.
Would you ever say harness?
Well, I'd probably say harness if he was going to pull a wagon.
Okay. When you're driving a horse from a buggy or a plow, mm-hmm. What are you holding in your hands?
The reins.
Okay, suppose you're riding a horse, what are you riding?
A bridle.
What do you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses pulling something, do you have a special name for the one on the left?
No.
Okay, that's the lead horse.
The lead horse,
all right. If something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little...
A little bit away?
A little ways over, a little way over.
I wouldn't put it that way.
How about if you've been traveling? And you haven't finished your trip yet. You might say you still had a long have.
Long stretch ahead of me or something.
If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say, well, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
Okay. If someone slipped on the ice and fell this way, you say he fell.
Would fall on his ass?
How about a direction? He fell.
Fell backwards.
Yeah, and he fell this way.
Fell forwards.
All right. If you have a good yield of wheat or whatever you say, we raised a big...
Well, I guess it'd be a bumper crop or...
Okay. I just want your crop. What do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrows.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land to make it farmable, you'd say you did what?
I can't remember the term.
Like what pioneers would go out and do to the land.
I know there is a term for it, but I can't remember it.
Clear the land?
Well, yeah, I guess clear it, but I think there's something else for when you, you know, some other specific term for when you take all the brush off of it.
Okay,
I've heard it before, but I can't remember it.
Have you ever heard of a second cutting of clover? Old dry grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
No.
Okay. You tie wheat up into a...
sheaf.
And the bundles or sheaves are piled up into a...
a stack.
Okay. Ever heard of a shock?
Well, not... I have heard of it, but usually describing hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to thresh it.
You're the first one to get that.
Thresh?
Yeah.
Hadn't you talked to any farmers?
No, this is an urban circle.
Okay.
If you're comparing how tall you are with someone else, say he's not as tall as...
as I am.
Alright. Comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it better than...
than I can.
Mm-hmm. If something belongs to me, you say it's...
it's mine.
If it belongs to you, it's...
if it belongs to you,
you.
It is yours.
Mm-hmm. If it belongs to both of us, it's...
ours.
If it belongs to them.
Theirs.
To him.
His.
Her.
Hers.
Thank you.
That was a toughie.
Yeah.
Have you read about the, I read in one of those Ms. magazines or something where they were going to desex the pronouns.
Yeah.
Heris or something like that.
Yeah.